97.5, The Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic. Tyrone Johnson here with you until the Temple pregame show. 610-632-0975. This weekend's programming is brought to you by Raymore and Flanagan. Raymore and Flanagan is growing and looking for sales professionals and warehouse associates starting now. Distribution positions are offering $17.50 an hour with a $100 per week bonus opportunity. Apply now at RaymoreFlanagan.com/careers. Now, right now, I miss this next guest. I tell you what, though, most of us have struggled during the pandemic. She's done nothing but win during this entire pandemic. I'm very excited to talk to her on the Comcast Business Hotline Beyond Fast. Miss Crystal Rich, my partner in crime from Sixers Outsiders. How are you, Crystal?
Yo, Ty, I'm doing extremely well. Man, I miss you too. We never got to celebrate our Emmy nomination or anything, man.
Anything. With the pandemic, you go from seeing each other all the time. We've seen each other like one time during the pandemic. Now, before we get into the sports stuff, because we got a lot to talk about, you have some personal things that you've done on a positive level. People were asking, oh, why haven't you had Crystal on already? I'm like, Crystal's busy. Crystal's not around. Like, I can't get a hold of Crystal on the phone right now because Crystal's doing stuff. Would you like to share with some of the people some of the things you've done outside of work in the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, well, I'm sorry to break hearts, but I just got married. I am Crystal Rich Bell right now. Really, really excited. We got married on a Tuesday. Don Bell is my now husband, my husband, as I like to say.
Yes.
We got married. We planned this thing really in a month, and it was the most beautiful experience. Could not be happier. We're both big time sports fans, and yeah, that's pretty much the reason why you or no one else could really get a hold of me. That's the main reason. But now we're back in Philly, we're down, and I'm ready to go grab some drinks with you, Ty, because you're talking about all I'm doing is winning. That's all you're doing is winning, too.
Trying
the Tyrone Johnson Show, Saturday mornings. I'm excited for you, man.
I appreciate it. Congratulations again. Yes, but people were like, oh, you're hating. I was like, no. We can't ask someone to call into the show on their honeymoon. Gotta have a little space. Gotta have a little respect boundaries in these streets.
We were watching a lot of basketball on our honeymoon, so
yeah,
I mean,
sure
it would have been too much of a stretch.
Yeah, for sure. Now, first things first, we'll get to the Sixers before we get to the Eagles and all the other stuff. I know for a fact that the Sixers ended up hiring the coach that you most wanted,
mm-hmm.
in Doc Rivers. How do you feel right now? It's been a little bit more than a week now since he was formally introduced. How do you still feel about this, about the Doc Rivers hire?
Tyrone, I am so excited. And before the Clippers' epic fail in the playoffs, I was saying to my then-fiancé, now husband, yo, my dream coach for the Sixers would be Doc Rivers. And there is no way that we're going to get him. The Clippers are going to lock him down. This is before we knew that Kawhi Leonard, Paul George would have an epic collapse, right? So I'm like, there's no way this will ever happen. And then when they got knocked out the second round, we snatched them up as soon as he got fired. And it was literally a dream come true. And, you know, we all know that Brett Brown was a player's coach. I think that Doc Rivers would be a happy medium between being a player's coach who knows how to get close to players and someone who can lay down the law. And on top of everything, I encourage everyone to watch the Doc Rivers doc on Netflix called A Coach's Playbook, and you will see how he is so inspiring. He comes up with unique ways to inspire teams, just like he did the 2008 Celtics, with things that I've never even heard of before. So I'm very interested to see how he can get Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons inspired, get them playing together well. I'm on cloud nine right now, and I like that he's in Elton Brand's ear for new hires, like the executive vice president of basketball operations, Peter Dinwiddie. I hope our front office gets better. And I think with Doc having a lot of veteran presence at 59 years old, I think that's going to happen.
I think so, too. Long track record. They talked about some of the things he would do in practice where he would talk out loud to every single player, telling them exactly what he wanted them to do. Hey, you don't complain about that. If you got an issue with that, you come to me. I want you to do this. I want you to do that. All right, the number one question that people have asked, there's others. The number one question everyone has, though, has been, will he be able to get Ben Simmons to shoot? Crystal, right now, you're not at practice. We're not at practice. We're not even allowed to go to practice for a lot of reasons because of the pandemic, even if there was a practice. Do you think right now, got months until the season actually starts, will he finally be the guy that gets Ben Simmons to shoot?
I want to say yes, Tyrone. I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to say yes. And here's why. I believe that when the Sixers interviewed him, the Sixers did their due diligence and asked about the second round exit when the Clippers had expectations to go much, much further.
Yeah.
Now, I think that Doc Rivers also cross-interviewed the Sixers and asked them about Ben Simmons. And there came up with a plan or how he wants to deal with it, because that's exactly what Elton Brand said. He said he wants to talk to people, talk to candidates, and see how they are going to get this team to work together. So I can't stand people talking about trade rumors with Ben and Al Horford. No, give Doc a chance to see if he can make it work. So I think part of his plan is why he got hired, on top of him being the best fit on this team. I think he came in with a plan. Now, I think that Ben Simmons will shoot, but I'm not going to go crazy and say it's going to start off that way. He might start off the season timid or he might start off shooting a three-pointer and then try to abandon it for a couple of games. I think it's going to be a little bit of a process, but during this next year, I think it'll be a lot more frequent than Ben Simmons planned to. And I think that the fans will be both happy and mad. I think they'll be happy that he's shooting more, but I don't necessarily think all these shots are going to be makes. And we've said it a million times, like, just take it, just take the shot. And you know us, as Philly fans, we get up and down. So when he starts missing, we might get a little bit upset. But I think this year is going to be very much so a trust the process year for Ben Simmons personally shooting.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, Crystal.
97.5, The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5, The Fanatic.
We're talking to Crystal Rich from Sixers Outsiders, my partner in crime, newlywed Crystal Rich, very excited for her. We talk about this a lot, where you and I, every show basically are like, we don't care if he misses, we just want him to shoot. But I do wonder, to your point, Crystal, when the games come, and if he does shoot and he does start missing, how many misses before the fans' instinct is to say, yo, man, he need to stop shooting. He killing us.
I'll give it 10 games.
Before the fans finally say, you know what, maybe he shouldn't be shooting because mm-hmm. he's not making it and it's hurting the team.
Mm-hmm. Especially if, you know, we could have won if it's a close game and he would have made maybe two or three of those shots. So I give it about 10 games before people start complaining, well, okay, now he's shooting, now he has to make them. So I think that this year, us as Sixers fans, we have to be patient. Don't expect Doc Rivers to lead the Sixers to a title this year. I mean, he just got here, for goodness sake. Right. Let him have time to, number one, change the culture. Change the culture. Work with Ben Simmons. Work with Joel Embiid. Work with some of these younger players to get them to gel and to play to the best of their ability. And I mentioned that Doc, Tyrone, and Doc Rivers said the most interesting thing. He took an African term called Mbutu, and it's how he managed to get the Celtics team with a lot of young stars who all felt like they were individual stars to play together. And essentially what that term means is I can't be the best that I am if you're not the best that you are. And it's all about teamwork. So I think that we have to be patient with him to instill this new culture. It has to come from the top and trickle down, and the players are in direct contact with him. So, you know, I'm not, of course, I want us to make the playoffs this year, but as far as winning the title, as a lot of people may expect, that's not going to happen this year. Give him some time. Give Ben Simmons time to develop.
I think that's a 2-year thing. I think that next year you just want improvement. They were the 6th seed. They can't be the 6th seed again, for example. Move up, be the Indiana-type team, move up some, and then the following year would be the year for the title. Now, Joel Embiid, I remember when Glenn Robinson got traded, he said that he didn't know his role. And apparently at times, Joel Embiid was told different things, allegedly, from Brett Brown. Because there used to be the dribble handoff situation. Then last year, all that was gone. They didn't have as much shooting. So then they just basically told him to just go wrestle. Do you think he'll be able to figure out, Doc Rivers, a plan of sorts to get Joel Embiid some easier baskets? Because with the lack of shooting around him, there were very few easy baskets last season.
I mean, yeah, and that's part of the reason, Ty, why Doc Rivers was my dream coach before he was even available. Because I do think that he is one guy who will be able to figure it out. And there's a clip I tweeted a while ago, an old clip before Doc Rivers was our coach, where he was sizing up Joel Embiid, and he did it really well. He said he's a post player who can stretch. He's not a stretch player who can also play post. He is a post player first who has the ability to be a stretch five, not a stretch five who can also play post. So that going in, when I saw that, that told me, okay, thank goodness he has him sized up correctly, because one of the biggest concerns that everyone, although you let everyone know it was a really good stat, Embiid led the NBA in post-ups, that's what everyone wants to see him doing. So the fact that Doc Rivers is aware of his strengths and weaknesses coming in gave me a lot of encouragement that he will be able to figure it out, work with Joel Embiid, so everyone knows their role. And I think that people get upset because Joel Embiid shoots these threes and he stretches the floor. And he is just such a unique player that he is able to do that. I don't necessarily think that Doc is going to take that out of his game, but maybe he's going to redefine the role so his role is very specific and not doing it more than 4 or 5 times per game.
Yeah, I think that would help everything. And then it's well known, because everybody on the team will know, and then there'll be more accountability once everybody knows their exact roles. Switching over to the Eagles real quick, last thing. Obviously, this has been not the optimal open of the season. And now this week, no Alshon, no Deshaun. There's a lot of fans out there that are saying that those guys are stealing money. Now, I'm not asking you to go that far, Crystal. I'm not asking you to go that far. But are you disappointed in the guys who, when the coach speaks in his press conference, he says they're week to week or day to day, and then they end up missing multiple weeks after being day to day. Do you question, like, what is happening with that? Do you have an answer for that?
Well, here's what I'll say. Obviously, yes, you're very disappointed, and you almost don't know where to start. For me, I start with the front office. It's just like, can we first just draft right?
Please.
Can we just start there? Every time you look around the league, and this is a Sixers and an Eagles problem, you look at other guys like DK Metcalf, and you're like, oh, well, we could have had that player, but we don't know how to draft right. And then it trickles down to coaching and why Doug Peterson would kick a field goal at the very end of the game. You know, things like that. And then when you finally make it down to players, you know, it's a big thing. You think when DeSean Jackson first came back, you're so excited that he's back, but then you're realizing, like, hey, this might not be the same player that we remember when he was here with Mike Vick in the first stint.
Yeah.
And then Alshon Jeffrey, it surprises me every single time, because we act like he was our savior last year. People couldn't stand Alshon Jeffrey last year. No. Could not stand him. Couldn't stand him.
I couldn't.
Couldn't stand him. And now we're crying because we have so few weapons. We're looking at guys like J.J. Arcega-Whiteside we have so few weapons that we're like crying for him to come back. Literal, do we remember how much we didn't like him last season? So, yeah, of course, it's sad that these guys are week to week and missing time. But honestly, I think everything goes back to the front office. I mean, if we had guys like DK Metcalf, who we passed up on, we might not be in the same position.
You're absolutely right, Crystal. I've been talking about it all day. We've been doing a poll, and I'll let you answer the poll before I let you go. I said, the word of the week this week on the show has been stolen because our sports joy has been stolen from us. From these four things, which one do you think has stolen most of your joy? And I know you got a lot of joy in your life right now. I'm talking about your sports joy. COVID-19, the Eagles front office, the Ben Simmons injury in the bubble, or the Phillies front office. Of those four, which have stolen the most sports joy from you?
Yeah, that's really tough. I would have to go with Eagles front office, though. Obviously, when Ben Simmons got hurt, we didn't think that the team would be so tremendously bad they would get swept in the first round.
Yeah.
You didn't think they were going to win a championship. We also didn't think they would get swept. So like that stomps on our pride. But I think right now for me, it's the Eagles front office. And I think that they are most to blame, unfortunately. Yeah. So when you see other teams thriving with players that we could have had, and you see players like Zach Ertz being upset with himself because he's not filling stat sheets, and obviously he had a little falling out with, maybe not falling out, but some heated words with Howie Roseman. I'm not saying he gave up on the team, but, you know, when people play with your money, that stays on the front of your head, you know?
Yeah,
so I think that Eagles front office have gotten it completely wrong this season, completely wrong. And right now it's the most devastating to watch because, as you were saying, football a lot of times has now beat out church, especially when we can't even assemble in God's house.
Right.
So when people really look forward to these Eagles games and all they're doing is losing, the only time we won is against a backup quarterback, it's hurtful.
It absolutely is. Well, Crystal, I really appreciate the time. We'll get together soon. And congratulations on everything that's going on. It's a great time. Enjoy every single second of it.
Thank you, sir. I catch up with you soon.
All right. That's Crystal Rich from Sixers Outsiders, my partner in crime. We've been having fun from a distance with everything going on. 610-632-0975. Still a little bit of time to get some of your calls in, but I agree with her. The Eagles front office has sucked out the most joy, has stolen the most joy from us.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.